What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Hour two, we're cruising through right now. And a lot of people calling in to talk about the leads. I want to get to Randy from Providence to talk about what kind of we ended up talking about with Curtis's lead when it comes to captains this year for the Patriots. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, guys. I see it's just the two of you guys this morning. How are you?
Good. Yeah, just two besties chatting.
Just chilling.
Right, a little quiet in the studio, I imagine.
Don't get it twisted.
So, yeah, I called in because I was really surprised you guys didn't mention Morgan Moses' name when you were talking about team captains. He seems like just the consummate veteran leader. Everything I've seen of him thus far has been, you know, leadership and trying to show the young guys the right way and so on and so forth. And I just think that guy's got to be a captain. And I think that I don't think Steph Diggs would be the first wide receiver as a captain. I think Matt Collins would. For Vrabel and his staff, it's not about the most talented guy. It's about the most bought-in guy. And I don't think Diggs is the most bought-in guy. I think Hollins is. When you hear the receivers talk about who's helping them with stuff like routes and stuff like that, very often they mention Diggs and Hollins. And I think you're going to see a lot of like small leadership stuff from Diggs, of course. I think partially because Todd Downing is not like a wide receiver specialist. And so you've kind of got to lean on those vets a little more for kind of the small, like specifics of the position. But I just don't think that Diggs is the team captain guy. I think he's more like a mercenary that's here for maybe a year or two, you know?
Awesome. Yeah, no, that makes sense, Randy.
I just looked it up. Great call, Randy. He was a captain last year with the Texans. So Steph Diggs arrived in Houston and immediately was selected as a captain by his teammates. So mm-hmm. I do think it would be noteworthy if indeed he is not.
And wasn't Moses like absent from practice last week?
So yeah, he hasn't been on the field much. They haven't been disclosing exactly why. Many people have surmised that he's just getting his, you know, he's a veteran. They don't want to get him too out of whack. I don't know. It seems odd that you wouldn't want him to be part of this going into the regular season, considering Drake's never played with him. But I guess Vrabel has a reason.
All right, here's Joe in the car. Joe, good morning.
Connie, good morning. Connie, you guys stop talking about this. What's her name? Taylor Swift?
Oh, Joe, you know her name.
It's Taylor Swift, right?
Yes, yeah. You know
how you say?
Listen. Corny, you're obsessed with the girl. It's almost like you get all excited every time you mention her name. You follow her to Florida. You go back-to-back shows with her. You probably got picked. I mean, it seems like you get an orgasm every time you mention her name on the radio. I don't know. I don't understand what the big fuss is with this girl.
Joe, who's your favorite singer band?
You know, I kind of like everything, to be honest with you.
Oh, so good. You like Taylor. Good.
So you like Taylor. Yeah.
No, Well, again, she's all right, but my God, I mean, every time you mention her name, you get all excited. I don't understand a big foot, and I got to watch her on TV on the NFL. Like, this is, she's got to stay off the screen. Like, yeah, get out of here, Chelsea. Go do your thing, you know. Get out of here.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Wouldn't you be, like, love to be as excited about anything as excited as Courtney is over Taylor Swift? It's just wonderful to see somebody happy. Who cares, man?
It's also very interesting to me, the vitriol that I receive when I get excited about her. Like, Greg gets very excited about certain singers all the time.
Right.
He has a few. Bruce is one of his favorite of all time. I think every time he talks about him, you could see, you can hear the passion in Greg's voice. He loves Bruce Springsteen.
And he really sounds old.
But like that is, when you have a favorite artist, I don't think that this is new to anybody. It's shocking to me how much people hate when I talk about her. And if everybody else, it's the same way Curtis loves Tom Brady. It's the same way that Jackson loves Ozzy Osbourne. Like, we all have those people that we love. It's very, very weird. Here's Steve from Mass. Steve, good morning.
I think he has like Randy's. He's like the big
Steve.
Guy, I think, that has a lot of accounts here.
Hello, good morning.
Turn the radio off.
Hey, here's the deal in a nutshell. You know, she's wonderful. She's great. All this crap. I don't want anybody in the whole arena of entertainment telling me who to vote for, period. And I agree with you, Curtis. I agree with you, Curtis, on the whole thing with that other guy he called. She's money. They're going to show money. Everyone loves the girl. I don't dislike her. Let me give you an example, two examples. Robert De Niro. I used to impersonate Robert De Niro. I love Robert De Niro. And he comes out with all this crap. I can't stand the guy. Now, I'll give you another example. Remember Miller on Monday Night Football?
Dennis Miller, yes.
Dennis Miller. I never liked him. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I find out he's a conservative. I love the guy. So that's how we are. That's how our minds.
So, Steve, can I ask you a question? So, do you root for the Celtics?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Jaylen Brown is a huge liberal.
Yeah, but he's not out, and that's fine.
He visited the White House. He's been a guy leading marches for equal rights. I mean, he is someone who has been as outspoken as possible, yet you root for him, but you can't watch Taylor Swift say nothing?
I didn't say, look, I'm 100 years old. Taylor Swift her music doesn't turn me on. So it's just, I just don't. Robert De Niro was my favorite guy on the planet Earth.
But I'm talking about someone we can all relate to. Jaylen Brown is an outspoken advocate for policies, I would imagine, if you're a conservative, that you don't agree entirely with, yet you root for the Celtics.
I don't root for them like you do or someone else.
Okay.
No. I root for them, but it's not like I'm going by every word that they say. I'm just saying to you, Curtis,
you can choose
you
to enjoy someone's performance. For my entire life, and Greg talks about this often, for my entire life, up until maybe, I don't know if it was Bush or Trump, I don't know what was the catalyst for it, but there was this, you rooted for someone and you didn't know your neighbor's politics.
Right.
You didn't sit down and judge. Remember, like, during the pandemic, people would be like, I'm not visiting my family because they're not taking it seriously or too seriously. Like, for the entirety of my upbringing, you didn't consider someone's politics when enjoying their music or their performance in a sport.
My best friends, I could not tell you right now who they voted for because they've been my best friends my entire life.
Right.
Whoever they voted for, whichever way, is not going to affect how I feel about them. And it never will. Like, it's so funny, but what you just did right there was put a mirror up. Because if you are saying, I don't like Taylor Swift because of her politics, and you bring up somebody that they love, like Jaylen Brown,
right,
who shares pretty much the same politics as Taylor Swift, then it's all of the sudden like, well, that's different. It's not different.
Team. No, of course.
It's the same exact thing. So, I mean, it is what it is. People are going to hate her, and I'm sorry that people are upset about it, but to me, I'm thrilled. Here's Axie from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Okay. Good morning, Axie.
Courtney, I loved hearing your voice this morning and this whole week.
Oh, I know.
No
who
one
this
does
is.
A better job. And I love when you take over for Greg, you know? So it's usually Wiggy and the woman, but it's Baldy and the woman this morning instead. And it's BC morning with Tom and you two. But I just want to tell you, I love when you do the show. And yeah, I was going to make a quick point about the Red Sox, but I also want to tell you, I love the show so much. I listen to it. It brings out the best in me. And it just, I don't think about politics. I just, you know, I love the fact that I don't even know, you know, what, you know, exactly what everyone's politics are. And I think it brings everyone together. It's your show brings everyone together. And it, you know, I love that about the show most of all. And I was going to tell you, Curtis, we have a secret obsession with the Red Sox this summer. We're watching them. Me and Raj, we go to different bars all over Chicago. We have our phones out on our Amazon Prime watching the Red Sox on our phones, and we watch every game. We're like gluttons for punishment. And because Cora makes a bad move in the seventh inning every night or sixth inning, you know, either leaves the pitcher in too long,
yeah,
or, you know, and just, and I'm not, and it's weird. Normally I've rewatched the first Patriots preseason game three or four times by now and studied the film. I think that'll all take care of itself. I'm obsessed with this Red Sox team. I think we're going to make the playoffs, and it's the start of good things. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you that if you think we're nuts.
No, it's thanks, always Maxie. A pleasure hearing from you and Raj at the road shows. Raj is active
too.
In the Instagram DMs, so good morning to Chicago.
And if you don't know who we're talking about, these two are legends. They travel once a summer to come visit us at a road show. They've been to the Beachcomber. They came, was it Newport this year? The nicest two guys ever.
The best. And the Red Sox this year are a fascinating, you know, follow in terms of they've been totally streaky. You get the Friday we were in near Newport in Fall River, the entire Pier 52 was ready to blow the whole team up. Then they win six in a row, and now they're where they are now. So they're coming home 10 games over 500. Cora last night, I don't know. He gets tossed. We'll get to the sound, and they said it. But Ken was perfectly fine leaving Buehler, and I thought it might have been time to pull him before things went awry, and I think Axie agreed with me.
Yep. All right, well, we will be right back. But before that, let's get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped the last one in Houston 4-1, losing the series 2-1. Walker Buehler went six innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out through three. Alex Cora was ejected from the game late. We're going to get to that audio coming up, and they said it like Curtis said. The guy's off tonight before the Marlins come to Fenway tomorrow. We'll talk to Craig Breslow for the front office report this morning at 9. The NBA has signed off on the sale of the Celtics. The Board of Governors unanimously signed off on the deal for a private equity group led by Billy Chisholm to buy the team for $6.1 billion. The league says the transaction is expected to close shortly. The Patriots had their first joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. It seemed like it was an up-and-down day for Drake May and the offense. Another day without Ramondre Stevenson, while May completed a 70-yard pass to Travion Henderson, who continues to be a favorite. We'll be joined by our friend Devin McCourty this morning to talk all things Pats at 8:20. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
In a quick nugget, I just saw this. Joe Ryan, who I was vocal in saying I wish the Red Sox would have done more. I think everybody wanted them to acquire. I mean, I think WEEI reported that he was coming here at one point. In his two starts since the deadline, he has gone 11 2/3, allowing only two earned runs with 12 strikeouts, a 1.5 ERA. He beat the Yankees last night, going 6 2/3 in the Bronx.
We could use him.
We'd be looking pretty good on the team.
Yeah, we would. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we've got They Said It.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Greg Hill Show. That right there is Taylor Swift herself. And I'm just going through Twitch because, you know, I love to do that. And I'm very, very sorry for those who think that I am cringe, like Kevin R. in the Twitch. Whenever I talk about Taylor, that really hurts my feelings. And I hope you know that.
And that's kind of a Taylor fan type thing to type. Is cringe.
It is. That is
like
that...
you're trying to take control of her language as well.
Correct.
You're sounding like a high school girl.
Correct. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shake it off. I'm going to shake Kevin off. But thank you for watching on Twitch every single day. We are live every day, and we're brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. We've already talked about it this morning, but we're going to have Devin McCourty joining us at 8:20 in about an hour to talk about the Patriots, and then right after that we'll have Craig Breslow at 9 for the front office report. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Razor to talk Bruins, to talk puck. We haven't had Razor in a while, so I'm excited to hear about how his summer has been going, how his offseason's been going, what he thinks about Brad Marchand winning the Stanley Cup, what he thinks about the Bruins going into next season.
Was he offended that he wasn't invited to that meeting in the coffee shop with Swayman, Cam, and Don? I mean, seemed like a whiff there. I also, I'd be curious, honestly, about his thoughts on your opinion, which is proven relatively prescient, that the Bruins would have been better off with Linus and Swayman. Was Swayman's performance last year related to the fact that he was expected to be the number one guy every night, so we can do all that with him?
Yeah, for me, the biggest question is, was it a holdout situation where Swayman, you know, was upset with the team? There was a lot going on leading up to the season that he wasn't necessarily fully prepared. Or is it that Swayman and Linus just performed better together, and now we're getting Swayman alone, and this is who we're going to have?
Right.
But right now, we got to get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
And They Said It is presented by Catchus Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catchus nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catchus Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. today and nominate your hero. Jackson, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, we might as well stick with your girl Taylor. She was on the New Heights podcast and she was talking about Andy Reid.
Andy Reid has recently revealed that he was the one who set you guys up. How true is this revelation by Big Red?
Whatever Andy Reid says, we're going to stand by.
We're not going to refute anything.
He says it,
Cupid.
That's what happened.
Big Red. It's all the same.
That's what happened. He's been friends with my dad. My dad is the most social man who's ever been born.
Shout out to Scott.
And so he knows Andy, and you know, Andy's been coming to shows for years and stuff like that. So I've always had like a really positive vibe about Andy Reid. Yeah. I didn't really know what the sports were that he was doing. But I knew that was my dad's friend, Andy Reid.
You knew he was really
good. Now know he is literally the most iconic, legendary coach of all time. Oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
That one, I held pause for that when she said it. I kind of, ooh. I was hoping she was going to say, or Travis was going to say, well, the other greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick, had some things to say about our relationship early on. And I was, you know, kind of hoping for a little WEEI plug there. But yeah, but it's kind of cool that her dad was friends with Andy Reid before all this happened.
Maybe he was the matchmaker. Maybe it was Andy Reid that threw those two together.
So Andy Reid says that he's the reason why they're together. They were saying like, oh, whatever Andy says, we'll go with. It doesn't seem like that is the case. There's also a connection when it comes to Taylor's backup dancer, Cam, and his brother played for the Chiefs with Travis. So there's a lot of connections between the Chiefs and Taylor Swift, even though she's from Pennsylvania.
I mean, it's a wild scene. I can just, Andy Reid would love a all-you-can-eat buffet at the wedding. Oh. That would be a phenomenal outing. Where do you think they are going to get married?
I think they're going to get married at Watch Hill.
There's a great spot, Hyatt by Logan, beautiful view of the city.
Stunning. But yeah, no, I think Rhode Island is going to be their spot.
Wow. Watch Hill, Rhode Island. Yeah, lovely. Better get camped out now, Courtney.
I will. what else do we have, Jackson?
All right. From football adjacent to actual football, here's Mike Vrabel on Kyle Duggar being demoted to the second string.
I think just making sure that he's where he needs to be and understanding that the coverage concepts and everything we do keep working and keep progressing. You know, a lot of this is the guys that have earned a right to take a look with that first unit. And again, there'll be different lineups and different things. And so we'll just focus on, you know, the reps that you get. And you know, right now, his attitude's been great. And he's had a long, long recovery in the offseason. So.
It's confusing.
Yes.
It is confusing. I'm not sure what the why the audio quality is that bad on that, but
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
All right, we have Alex Cora talking about being ejected from last night's game.
First of all, they got it right. They got the call right, you know. The only thing for me is, like, we've seen that situation before, that guys have a regular windup and they ask the guys to declare. You don't have to declare if you have a regular windup. It's only if you have a hybrid windup. That's when you have to declare, because that way you're not deceiving the runner. But throughout the last 2 years, we've seen situations that it's a regular windup and they have asked the pitcher to declare. That was the only thing. And then I went out there just to educate myself, to be honest with you. That's what I told him. I want to learn. I want to know. I don't know if he took it that I was being sarcastic. I wasn't. And then I was walking back and he threw me out. I hate getting thrown out. My job is to be in the dugout and help this team to win games from the dugout.
Yeah.
I mean, taking accountability for it, I mean, it does kind of seem like it was a miscommunication and maybe the ump was a bit dramatic in tossing
him. But Bucks are all back. Like, I remember, you know, there was just, it was never a frequent occurrence in all my years of watching the Red Sox, but whether it's they did it on purpose with the last time the Astros Red Sox played to get the guy off second base and last night, there is a lot of tension with Cora back in Houston. Like, you could sense he really, 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 I mean, I think he wants to win every game, but I think beating the Astros takes a certain special place for him.
Anything else, Jack?
Yes, we have Colin Cowherd talking about the Chiefs dynasty possibly coming to an end.
The dynasty is over in Kansas City starting this year. It doesn't mean they're not going to be great. It doesn't mean they won't get to another Super Bowl. It doesn't mean winning is over. But they only hoist one. And Mahomes is older and more expensive. There is one Travis Kelce, and he's probably in his last year. Chris Jones isn't getting any younger. And I love Andy, but the chance of him lasting 6 to 7 more years physically is probably very small. The other thing is, dynasties just don't happen when you've got a stacked division, because you're going to lose some close games. Now you got Hall of Fame coaches in the division. The dynasty part of their winning is over.
Yeah, I hate that these are being said because it brings me back to how the Patriots utilized the media saying their dynasty was dead and allowed it to motivate them to win more. And obviously, I'm not a big Chiefs fan, despite my girl. But I don't think he's wrong. As I've said a million times, there have been a handful of teams that has won the way the Patriots did in the beginning of the 2000s, the way the Chiefs have the last 6 years, the 90s Cowboys, the 80s Niners, the 70s Steelers, all of that. The difficulty and the impossibility up until the Patriots was revamping, getting everybody back, retaining the same coach and quarterback, changing the rest of the roster, and winning at the same level. I do not believe the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl this year.
Do you think that they're going to an AFC championship game?
I do not. I think that the Chiefs will be, they might win the division, but I do not see them advancing past the divisional round of the playoffs.
And what's the main reason for that? Is it that Travis is getting slower and older? Is it that Patrick's getting older and maybe not taking care of his body as much as, Tom Brady did for years and years?
The best stat for the explanation would be they were 11-0 in one score games last year. That always evens out. And thinking back, like the Broncos game, block field goal or extra point to win the game, there was a lot of just odd luck, which happens for good teams. But Mahomes' last 2 years have been mediocre statistically. And the Chiefs have a good division, and I just don't think that it's not as easy as they made it seem, and I don't think they get back to the AFC Championship.
Who do you have in the AFC Championship? Too early to tell, but,
I would say probably I would like Bills, Bengals, AFC title game. Burrow versus Allen.
So you think Burrow is going to be up to snuff with how people are talking about him going into the season?
I think that their coach is in a must-win position. They've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. Joe Burrow is way too good to be on a team that misses the playoffs or doesn't advance in the playoffs for 3 years. And I just think that the Ravens are good, but
that was going to be my next question: was you have the Bengals above the Ravens?
Yeah, it's just odds. I mean, they're in the same division; they're going to play each other twice. That division's going to beat; they're all going to beat each other up. I think the Bills have the easiest division, and maybe it's Hard Knocks that I'm just fully immersed in that, and I just love seeing Josh Allen; he's just so good.
Yeah,
I know the Bills and the Patriots have been in the same division, Bills Mafia, whatever, but that fan base deserves something, and I'm so sick of I'm not sick of Taylor Swift. I'm sick of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm hopeful to see Burrow, Allen, and then I hope Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl.
All right, I like to me too, actually. What else, Jackson?
All right, rounding it out with some baseball. Our world champion Dustin May has some positive thoughts on this Red Sox team.
I absolutely think so. I mean, we have a lot of great camaraderie, and I'm kind of joining the group on that, and it's. It's an exciting group. I'm definitely excited to be a part of it and go on the run with them.
I missed the beginning of that. Who was that?
That is Dustin May saying whether or not he thinks the Red Sox are going to make a playoff run and a deep one at that.
All right. Yeah. Dustin May. I mean, I
would have gone. Last outing was better than we thought it would be.
Yep. Better than Joe Ryan, I think. Who needs Joe Ryan when you get Dustin May? But that was an electric. I saw some posts from the beat writers in Houston after the Tuesday night win, where Christopher Smith at Mass Live noted that the players were hanging out 30 minutes after the game in the clubhouse and how he had never seen that. So maybe the chemistry is a thing. Who knows? But
that's been what people have been talking. I mean, we've done spring training a few times for this show. I've never had so many different people talk about the same cookout over and over again. Right. Like the fact that Alex Cora had everybody over for the cookout and that everybody gets along and that it's this big, like the camaraderie is there. But then to then have the Devers situation seem to throw everything off, and now we're completely back and everybody's just gung-ho.
Right. I don't know of many bad teams that all love each other.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're 10 games over 500 and we're halfway through August, there's about 40 games to go. That's great. I'm happy that we are going to have, if they don't make the playoffs, I think they should make the playoffs, but at the very least, Roman Anthony is going to be a part of a playoff push.
Yes.
Crochet is going to be a part of a playoff push. You're going to see young guys forced into tough situations in clutch at bats with clutch innings, all that, and you're going to be able to understand a little bit more of a makeup that you would not know unless you were put into this situation.
I'm also excited to talk to Craig Breslow this morning at 9 a.m. Front Office Report about Roman Anthony, because to go back to the beginning of the season when we were asking week after week, when is Roman Anthony coming up? When is Roman Anthony coming up? And it was constantly this, well, we don't want to put too much pressure on him. The guy thrives under pressure. Like, Roman Anthony is a guy that was made for the bright lights.
Totally.
And it seems like it was maybe a mistake to hold him back as long as they did.
Oh, of course. And even Cora the other day was lamenting the fact that he pinch hit for him in a game. He's like, I'm an idiot. I never want to do that again. It's a good team. They're a likable team. They seem to get along well. I wish they would have. If they had Joe Ryan right now, I think we'd be talking about where are we going for the World Series. But the season's not over. Obviously, the Giants have imploded. They're now 3 games under .500. They're a disaster. Devers is, you know, hit some home runs, but been not the elixir they thought they were getting for him. So Breslow won that deal at this point.
All right. Well, that will do it for They Said It, Jackson.
That will do it, yep.
All right, great job. Before we take a break, I see these two people holding on for quite some time. So let's hear from Jay from D.C., if I can get this mouse to work. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to circle back. I apologize for circling back to the whole Taylor Swift thing, but I had to say something. It's absolutely selective outrage. Are you guys there?
Yes, yep.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Yeah. The outrage is so ridiculous to me. I mean, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I could care less about her music. I couldn't tell you a song she's played. But you guys made a great point earlier. This is not the first or the last time celebrities have been featured at sports events. I mean, they've been doing this for decades. I mean, Jesus. In the 80s, if you turned on a Lakers game, you saw half of Hollywood on the sideline.
Right.
It's just because people don't like her. They don't like her. They don't like what she's about. They're not into her. And the fact that as New England fans, they can't smell the they hate us because they ain't us dynamic within themselves is kind of ridiculous to me, too. Like, no self-awareness. You just don't like her because it's not you, right? And as a New England fan, we should know that, because that's what we've been feeling for 20 years from the rest of the damn country, right? They hate us because they ain't us. So I really appreciate the way you put that in perspective. Again, I'm not a Swiftie. I know nothing about her. But to hate on her just because you don't like her is a bit ridiculous. And lastly, I just want to thank you guys, and maybe not you all, but Odyssey, because as a New England fan, as a Sox fan in a foreign land, getting to be able to listen to you guys brings a touch of home, particularly in a summer like this, like the guy in Chicago said, where the Sox have you all in. I'm watching every night on my phone, too. To be able to get up in the morning and listen to you guys on the way to drop my son off at camp, and he gets to hear you guys, it feels like I'm back at home just for that time I get to spend on the radio.
Oh,
so keep doing what you do, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Jay. And I see you're in D.C., so are all your friends Commanders fans?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a battle in my house, too. My wife's a Commanders fan. So my son is, unfortunately, right now, he's wearing Commanders gear.
Oh.
But I've got the socks.
Well,
I've got the socks, though.
Did they watch that preseason game, though? You won in that one.
I mean, look out below.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? My brother-in-laws, they didn't say anything about it. If it had gone the other way, I'd have been hearing all kinds of you-know-what about it. Yeah. Nobody brought the game up the other day.
Of course.
Right now, I mean, we took my son to his first game last year. Of course, it was the Hail Mary game. So he's kind of stuck.
Oh, wow. Right. The Commanders went on the Hail Mary.
Jay.
That was a wild one.
Yeah. Here's Rob in Swampscott. Rob, good morning.
Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Rob.
So this whole thing about celebrities and the endorsements, what I can't get over, it's just, why do these celebrities think that their opinion counts more than anybody else's? We're all adults. We can all listen. We can all form thoughts and form our own opinions. And then whether it's Ted Nugent leaning right, or whether it's Robert De Niro and Taylor Swift leaning left, the bottom line is nobody should care. Nobody, because they wake up every morning and they go to the bathroom just like everybody else. They're humans. They have an opinion. So what? They happen to be good at making music or making pretend and acting. So what? It makes no difference.
Yeah.
And I would also add, Rob, to just put a bow on that, it doesn't work. So right. Whatever anger you have, like literally every celebrity told you to vote one way in 2024. Mm-hmm. They didn't win. So it's one thing if like they're getting all the power and their voice is being rewarded with these elections of people they support. Like what the last election showed is that across the board, the idea of endorsements empowering celebrity endorsements empowering people is no longer the case. So why would you be angry at Taylor Swift because she supported Kamala Harris when Kamala Harris lost anyway?
Yeah, I also think that these celebrities, not just talking about Taylor, but if they have
LeBron James.
Yeah, if they have a platform, then I think a lot of them feel the pressure to use the platform in a way in which to make change, and whether or not you agree with the change they want to make. I think that's what a lot of these people, that's why they're talking about politics in the first place on their platforms, whether it's social media, in interviews, how they handle, who they put themselves with, White House visits, whatever.
And it's also a position where, not saying that it wouldn't be different, but social media and the pressure people, a loud minority, can apply has caused many of these celebrities to be public about who they're endorsing.
Yes.
Because they're told silence is violence and you can't stand back. So, like, I remember during the pandemic, I watched a Taylor Swift documentary about something.
Yes.
And there was this big sit down
with
Taylor and her dad and her business manager about that she really wanted to engage, I think, in the 2020 presidential campaign.
It was a governor.
Or Martha Blackburn.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's like she had to sit across like 15 consultants about discussing this because the people that follow her career were demanding she engage politically.
Right. It's all very interesting. And it's not just celebrities that sing. It's not just actors. It's not just actresses. It's athletes as well. Everybody feels the pressure that they need to speak up about something. And I'm sure a lot of these people would rather not,
right.
You know. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your news.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Walter has called a few times this morning, and I haven't been able to get to him. He keeps hanging up before I can get to him, but he has an interesting take on Diggs this preseason, so I want to get to Walter before I get to the news. Walter, good morning.
Before I say something about Diggs, the thing that cracks me up the most about these people when they call in about Taylor Swift, they show her for 2 minutes, guys. They don't interrupt the plays.
Right.
They don't do any of that. They play commercials 90% of the game. Nobody's complaining about that.
Right.
I'd rather much watch Taylor Swift's face than any commercial.
Agreed.
Right.
But getting to what I was saying about Diggs is I'm glad they're not using him in the preseason. It's good that he's shining at the practices because I want, when they play Vegas, them to not know what Diggs looks like in a Patriots uniform. I don't want them knowing how they're going to use him in any formation, how he looks running routes, because Vegas is going to, their game plan for the receivers is going to be to try to take him away. So I'm glad that they're not showing anything.
But they show it during their joint practices, the scrimmages. That's
yeah, but they you could, but Curtis, joint practices are not shown to everybody in the league like a preseason game.
Oh, of course, you know, they have to share the film. Of course they share the film. Everybody gets film on this stuff.
No, so you've been watching it on – nobody's been showing that on YouTube every play in them practices.
Okay, I mean, the Vikings and the Patriots are showing each other their plays. I'm certain that
no, they
is
are,
not
but they're
like
not playing the Vikings. I'm talking about Vegas. Curtis, I didn't call to argue. They're not playing Vegas the first game. So you're saying Minnesota's sending film to Vegas?
No.
Walter, in your opinion, I hear what you're saying. So you don't think it's anything injury related? You don't think it's anything?
No, because if you watch, I watched Brass and all them guys who were at and Lazar who were at the practices yesterday. They said Diggs was killing them in one on ones.
Right.
Like they were talking about
day.
It. Yeah. They.
But my second point was just going to be, you don't think that do you think we're reading in too much to Mike Vrabel when he says coach's decision that it could be something? Not nefarious, but like a disciplinary situation.
Because here's my thing with that is, Courtney, is what I'm saying is it's the best way to do it because teams, they see film of Diggs playing in other uniforms. They've never seen how Josh is going to use him. You don't want to give them any snippets because Vegas' defensive coordinator knows that's the main guy they got to take away. So if Diggs comes out and does things he's never done before, it's going to surprise people. You know what I'm saying? Because if he was dinged up, he wouldn't be running around. Because you look at even Shador. Shador had a little oblique. They didn't play him at all practices, at the joint practices. If Diggs was dinged up, he wouldn't have played. I think they're just trying to keep it as many reps away from other teams as they can because he's going to be a main focus of what teams are going to try to take away on defense. But yeah. The Taylor Swift thing is, think of this, guys. If Michael Jackson was dating a player back in them days, the NFL would have been trying to show him a lot, too. So just get over it.
Good
it's
point,
two
Walter.
Seconds.
Yeah. Thanks, Walter.
Yeah, I disagree on the Diggs thing. I mean, every single team, I don't think that there's Josh McDaniels' offense is a secret. I don't think that if Tom Curran and you and I can see plays from Steph Diggs that the rest of the NFL, especially those that will be tasked with facing them in week one, don't have an understanding of what the offense will look like. Mm-hmm. I think it is something to do with, it's not injury related because he's playing full at the joint practices. And the response from Brable to me led more to the conversation, but you know, who knows? Maybe they're going to do a first play flea flicker and they don't want to show it to the rest of the world.
Yeah. All right, now for the news. A suspected meteorite hit a home in Gloucester last week, according to the couple that lives there. So Jim Dolan was sitting upstairs in his house when he says something slammed into the side of it. He ran out outside onto the patio. Below him was his wife, who was in the lawn, who felt it as well. She found a bunch of rocks that smelt like sulfur. The rocks have been sent off for testing, and Boston College scientist John Ebel says he also believes it was a meteorite. Here's Jim and Sue on BZ.
I said, what's going on? What happened? She goes, I don't know, but there's all kinds of rocks and stuff down here on the deck.
So I'm picking them up and I'm looking around and I'm like, there's nobody here. There's nobody out on the water. There's nobody throwing rocks at the house. There's no way a rock could have splashed up or come from anywhere else. So it must be a meteor.
Okay. How long would it take you before you think something's a meteor?
I would have walked right over those rocks.
Like, And what are those worth if it is a meteorite?
I know, but if they sent it off and now you've got scientists saying that it is, like, I mean, they're lucky that there wasn't more damage to their house or that, you know, it wasn't something much bigger.
I found what I thought was a meteor for a while, and it was literally like Joe Dirt. Like, I brought it around everywhere with me to have people look at it.
Was it a mango?
No, it was a a compounded, like, piece of rock from, like, a construction site. You know how, like, they have, like, compounded wood. It was compounded rock.
You
much.
Are very observant when you're walking around, because you also found what you believed to be part of a dead body once.
Well, it was a bone. It was a bone. It just wasn't human.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was animal.
It was, yeah, bird.
Okay.
Who told you eventually that it was just a compounded rock?
That's a good question. I think it was a construction. My godfather, who does construction, he knew from experience.
All right, we have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
We unfortunately stay in Massachusetts for this week's highlight as 55-year-old Scott McGinney, the librarian at Williams Middle School and Glenbrook Middle School in Longmeadow, was taken into custody in connection with an investigation into the alleged distribution of child sexual abuse material. So McGinney was arrested after a search of his phone and basement. Prosecutors allege that McGinney distributed child sexual abuse material in a group called Little Boys with a Z Only on an encrypted messenger application. They sent in an undercover law enforcement agent posing as a fellow user on the app. McGinney allegedly disclosed his sexual preference for boys ages 2 to 12, especially 4 to 7. And it is further alleged that the conversations with the undercover law enforcement, McGinney stated that he had students who were 11 to 14 years old, but hadn't touched them sexually.
Just kill him.
Like, yep, honestly, immediate firing line. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do not understand the purpose of allowing someone who shows a sexual preference for boys 4 to 7 years old.
Also, I'm sorry. I think, and this might be a crazy take, I think that if you are getting a job at a school, especially an elementary or a middle school or a preschool or any types of these kinder cares, like, there should be a background check that involves checking your phones and your laptops and, like, your history, your user history. I don't know if there's a way in which to do that, but there should be an easier way to discern if somebody is getting this job because they're a sicko.
Absolutely. And it's something that you should be on the lookout for, because 99% of teachers and librarians and everybody are genuinely good people that care about kids. But it's also something that you would do if you were, just like 99% of the criminology students at Washington State were not serial killers. But the one that was there did it because he wanted to understand the psychology of it.
Great segue from you, because our next story is about Brian Koberger. Unfortunately, we have to take a quick break before we get to that.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.